From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project. News, information, king cakes. Happy Mardi Gras, y'all. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Tuesday, February 5th, 2008. It is Super Tuesday. It is Fat Tuesday. It is Mardi Gras. And it is Giant Tuesday.
No, Tuesday never had it so good.
I know. This is quite a Tuesday. Giant Tuesday because all along Southern Manhattan, in the Canyon of Heroes, the New York Giants Super Bowl winners will have their... It's not a ticker tape parade. It's going to be shredded newspaper.
It's not really the
people
same.
Can throw
it's not as romantic.
Parade. But you know what? I don't think those fans care.
Who's going to
really
clean up
don't.
All that newspaper? It's supposed to rain in New York.
It's going to be like a giant paper mache project. Yeah.
Good times, good times. Actually, I think we're going to go down there with some video equipment and capture a little bit of that ambiance. So check our blog later for that. Also, coming up on the show, an independent Kosovo is imminent. Why the Serbs aren't necessarily so happy about that and why the West is pushing for it, why it matters to you.
And global warming has created a new master's program in Iceland. We'll talk with one of the professors.
And Chef Paul Prudhomme talks king cakes with us. And Jill Solbuehl is here to sing us a Super Tuesday song. I think she composed it just for us.
She did indeed. We'll get the headlines in a minute. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
Super Tuesday, Super Duper Tuesday, Tsunami Tuesday. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's here. Today is the biggest primary day in U.S. history.
It is also the closest thing that we've ever had to a national primary at this point in the year. So what's at stake?
Today alone, for Republicans, over 1,000 delegates are up for grabs. For Democrats, more than 1,600 delegates are in play.
Okay, to put those numbers in perspective, in all the primaries and caucuses held to date, a total of only 351 delegates have been pledged between the two parties.
So today, a total of 24 states will hold contests. Which states, you ask? Well, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia. Allison, go.
Your home state of Idaho, holding a caucus for Dems only. Illinois, Kansas, also Democrats only. Let's go to the M's. Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, for Republicans only. New Jersey, New Mexico, for Democrats only. New York, North Dakota. Okay, you get to finish up.
Okay, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, and Republicans only in West Virginia. That wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be.
The first polls close in Georgia at 7 p.m. Eastern. The last polls close in Alaska at 12:30 a.m. Eastern. Now, we have an interactive election map at npr.org that refreshes automatically, an automatic refresher, so you can follow the results all night without even clicking your mouse.
NPR is calling our coverage Election 2008. Yeah, pretty standard, but it gets the point across. One network uses Vote 08, another Decision 2008. There's Campaign 08 over at CBS. Here at the BPP, we're still looking for our special moniker. I'm pulling for Super Happy Vote Time Surprise.
Yeah, that's Pashman's suggestion. Now, until we do have our own specialized name and our own production package, we considered the new NPR election music. Jacob, can we hear it? French horny. Let's say something about elections. Doesn't it?
A little bit, maybe. So after all of today's talking and voting and French horning, will we actually know who the final candidates are, the final two? Well, I'm not so sure about that. In fact, it's the one time we can use the old news cliche, only time will tell. So tune in to NPR tonight, starting at 8 Eastern, for complete election coverage.
That's the BPP's big story. Let's get caught up with some more headlines.